country legends. 99.1 The Bull.
KJZY HD2 Sebastopol Santa Rosa.
Country legends. 99.1. Stream us live or get the app at thebull.fm.
Last time I saw her, it was turning colder, but that was years ago. Last I heard, she had moved to Boulder, but where she's now, I don't know. But there's something about this time of year that spins my head around. Takes me back, makes me wonder what she's doing now. 'Cause what she's doing now is tearing me apart, filling up my mind and emptying my heart. I can hear her call each time the cold wind blows, and I wonder if she knows what she's doing now. Just for laughs, I dialed her old number, but no one knew her name. Hung up the phone, sat there and wondered if she'd ever done the same. I took a walk in the evening wind to clear my head somehow. But tonight I lie here thinking, what's she doing now? What she's doing now is tearing me apart, filling up my mind and emptying my heart. I can hear her call each time the cold wind blows, and I wonder if she knows that what she's doing now is tearing me apart, emptying my heart. I can hear her call each time the cold wind blows, and I wonder if she knows what she's doing now.
Wow. Monday night already. The weekend sure has flown by fast. The good news, however, is it's time to relax. Sonoma County, you found Ventura at night, and I'll be here all night long playing your classic country legend favorites on Country Legends 99.1, The Bull.
I wanna tell you all a story about a Harper Valley widowed wife who had a teenage daughter who attended Harper Valley Junior High. Well, her daughter came home one afternoon and didn't even stop to play. And she said, Mama got a note here from the Harper Valley PTA. Well, the note said, Mrs. Johnson, you're wearing your dress is way too high. It's reported you've been drinking and are running around with men and going wild. And we don't believe you ought to be bringing up your little girl this way. And it was signed by the secretary, Harper Valley PTA. Well, it happened that the PTA was gonna meet that very afternoon. They were were sure surprised when Mrs. Johnson wore her mini skirt into the room. And as she walked up to the blackboard, I can still recall the words she had to say. She said, "I'd like to address this meeting of the Harper Valley PTA. Well, there's Bobby Taylor sitting there, and seven times he's asked me for a date. And Mrs. Taylor sure seems to use a lot of ice whenever he's away. And Mr. Baker, can you tell us why your secretary had to leave this town? And shouldn't Gwyneth Jones be told to keep her window shades off or completely down? Well, Mr. Harper couldn't be here 'cause he stayed too long at Kelly's bar again. If you'll smell Shirley Thompson's breath, you'll find she's had a little nip of gin. And then you have the nerve to tell me you think that as a mother I'm not fit. Well, this is just a little Peyton place and you're all Harper Valley hypocrites. No, I wouldn't put you on because it really did, it happened just this way. The day my mama socked it to the Harper Valley PTA. The day my mama socked it to the Harper Valley PTA.
Sonoma County is talking about Country Legends 99.1.
George Strait, Tim McGraw, Brooks and Dunn, Classic Country.
Country Legends 99.1, The Bull.
Well, I got my first truck when I was three. Drove 100,000 miles on my knees. Hauled marbles and rocks and thought twice before I hauled a Barbie doll bed for the girl next door. She tried to pay me with a kiss and I began to understand there's something women like about a pickup man. When I turned 16, I saved a few hundred bucks. My first car was a pickup truck. I was cruising the town and the first girl I see was Bobby Joe Gentry, the homecoming queen. She flagged me down and climbed up in the cab and said, "I never knew you were a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a coupe de ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. Are just something women like about a pickup man." Most Friday nights, I can be found in the bed of my truck on an old Chase Lounge. Backed into my spot at the driving show. You know, a cargo light gives off a romantic glow. I never have to wait in line at the popcorn stand, 'cause there's something women like about a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a cooking bill. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. You're just something women like about a pickup man. Rust or a brand new machine, once around the block and you'll know what I mean. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a coupe de ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. Are just something women like about a pickup man. Yeah, there's something women like about a pickup man. Oh, drive that pickup.
back to music in 2 minutes or less on Country Legends 99.1 The Bull.
When a company's been around for over 40 years, they've had time to develop a style of doing business that makes a difference for every single customer. Rife Electric has taken the time to build a workforce of talented and reliable electricians and support staff. So when you need a team of professionals, you know you can rely on Rife. Rife Electric is involved in a variety of projects around Sonoma and Solano counties, hotels, apartment complexes, auto dealerships, wineries, restaurants, and custom homes. They guarantee their work and are ready to hear from you. It's Rife. REYFFElectricInc.com. To your benefit, Rife has been developing long-term relationships with some of the best general contractors in the business. Now's the time for you to take advantage of Rife Electric's 40 years of experience. Backup generators, charging stations, residential, commercial, and industrial services. Any job, any size, Rife has a crew ready for you. Diamond certified. Rife Electric. REYFFElectricInc.com.
The blue and white dress that Judy Garland wore in The Wizard of Oz sold at auction for over $1 million.
Where'd you hear that?
I heard it on the radio.
In a survey, 22% reported looking at a newspaper during their workday, 36% television, 48% used radio.
Brought to you by Amaturo Sonoma Media.
Sonoma County is talking about Country Legends 99.1 The Bull.
I think the new classic country radio station is amazing. It's so nice to hear old country on the radio again with classic songs.
Classic country.
Classic country.
Country Legends 99.1 The Bull.
What must be said? I read a book, you watch TV, as our love dies quietly. I'm so sad I don't know what I've just read. Just keep hoping we might meet each other again.
Country Legends 99.1 The Bull.
Well, me and my lady had our first big fight, so I drove around till I saw the neon lights of a corner bar, and it just seemed right, so I pulled up. Not a soul around but the old barkeep down at the end and looking half asleep. But he walked up and said, what'll it be? I said, the good stuff. He didn't reach around for the whiskey, he didn't pour me a beer. His blue eyes kind of went misty. He said, you can't find that here, 'cause it's the first long kiss on a second date. Mama's all worried when you get home late, and dropping the ring in the spaghetti plate, 'cause your hands are shaking so much. And it's the way that she looks with her eyes in her hair, eating burnt suppers the whole first year, and asking for seconds to keep her from tearing up. Yeah, man, that's the good stuff. He grabbed a carton of milk and he poured a glass, and I smiled and said, I'll have some of that. We sat there and talked as an hour passed like old friends. I saw a black and white picture and it caught my stare. It was a pretty girl with bouffant hair. He said, that's my bunny, taken about a year after we wed. He said, I spent 5 years in the bottle when the cancer took her from me. But I've been sober 3 years now, 'cause the one thing stronger than the whiskey was the sight of her holding our baby girl, the way she adored that string of pearls I gave her the day that our youngest boy Earl married his high school love. And it's a new t-shirt saying I'm a grandpa, being right there as our time got small, and holding her hand when the good Lord called her. Yeah, man, that's the good stuff. He said, when you get home, she'll start to cry. When she says I'm sorry, say so am I. And look into those eyes so deep in love. Drink it up, 'cause that's the good stuff. That's the good stuff.
Country Legends 99.1.
Well, it was all that I could do to keep from crying. Seems so useless to remain, but you don't have to call me darling, darling. You never even call me by my name. You don't have call me Waylon Jennings, and you don't have to call me Charlie Price, and you don't have to call me Merle Haggard anymore. Even though you're on my side, and I'll hang around as long as you will let me, and I never minded standing in the rain.
my name a few times in your phone book.
Hello, hello.
And I've seen it on signs where I play. But the only time I know I'll hear David Allen call is when Jesus has his final judgment day. So I'll hang around as long as you will let me. A friend of mine named Steve Goodman wrote that song, and he told me it was the perfect country and western song. I wrote him back a letter and I told him it was not the perfect country and western song because he hadn't said anything at all about mama, her trains, her trucks, her present, her getting drunk. Well, he sat down and wrote another verse to the song, and he sent it to me, and after reading it, I realized that my friend had written the perfect country and western song, and I felt obliged to include it on this album. The last verse goes like this here. Well, I was drunk the day my mom got out of prison, and I went to pick her up in the rain. But before I could get to the station in the pickup truck, she got run over by a damned old train.
Something I thought that I would never, ever hear or read in my entire life. Smelly Shoe Guy was jail. This country legend's 99.1 The Bull, a man in Kenya who stole smelly shoes because he was addicted to their odor, was sentenced to jail. The man didn't steal the shoes because he wanted to sell them, but in fact, he bought them to smell them. His lawyer said it was a burning desire, but afterwards he gave them to charity.
I was raised in a sophisticated kind of style. Yeah, my taste in music and women drove my folks hack wild. Mom and Dad had a plan for me. It was debutantes and symphonies. But I like my music, I like my women wild. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. When they wear their clothes too tight and their hair is dyed. Too much lipstick and too much rouge gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little on the trashy side. You should have seen the looks on the faces of my dad and mom when I showed up at the door with a date for the senior prom. They said, well, pardon us, son, she ain't no kid. That's a cocktail waitress in a Dolly Parton wig. I said, I know it, Dad, ain't she cool? That's the kind I did.
die. Too much lipstick and too much rouge gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little on the trashy side. I like them with a heart of gold. Yeah, I like them brassy. I like them brazen and bold. Well, they say that opposites attract. Well, I don't agree. I want a woman just as tacky as me. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. When they wear their clothes too tight and their hair is dyed. Too much lipstick and too much rouge gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little on the trashy side. Yeah, I like my women and I like them on the trashy side.
Country Legends 99.1 The Bull. You found Sonoma County's home for real country music. Country Legends 99.1 The Bull.
I'll always remember the song they were playing the first time we danced. Swayed to the music and held to each other. I fell in love with you. Could I have this dance for the rest of my life? Would you be my partner? For the rest of my life, I'll always remember that magic moment when I held you close to me as we moved together. Dance for the rest of my life.